We got the points, and that was pleasing, and we now head to Tralee next week.
Just talk to me about the fact that so six forwards scored. I mean, you talked about team performance. That must be one of the big things that you're proud of, like in the fact that right across the forward line, they're all tapping over points at the crucial stages.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we did, and we had to readjust as well. Obviously, Ronan McGarty did a fitness test today, and Alan Freeman as well. And Alan was picked to start, but might have actually made it, but then we were conscious of the fact that he had a game on Wednesday as well, and we didn't want in any way to keep him away from that, and so that was good, and as you said, the six forwards scored. I think Kieran Conroy and Alan Dillon that came in did a very good job.
Yeah.
And we felt we needed to give Liam O'Malley a run as well, and Chris Barrett lost out to him, but Chris was ready to come in the second half and did quite well as well, with a point and a very excellent interception. So it was tea in that sense, and I suppose that we played to our strengths in the sense that Alan Dillon, as well as his contribution to the game and scores and so on, he was brought in for two reasons. One was the freeze on one side of the field, and the other for his ability, if you like, to give leadership and to niche the other forwards, and that showed he brought a lot out of the rest of the forwards as well, and that was pleasing.
Speaking of forwards who he brought a lot out of, Aidan O'Shea's probably the most talked about forward in the Mayo six at the moment, and tonight he had a really good game. I mean, he really put every last drop of effort in, and he deserved his goal.
Well, I mean, look, at Aidan has been working very hard, and people may have said that, things didn't bounce for him in the last couple of games, but we shouldn't need to confer him every day that Aidan O'Shea goes out or any forward goes out. The reason they're in the Mayo jerseys is because they're good players, and we need to have faith in these guys. And Aidan, has been working very hard, and he had a very good game today, and a lot of things went right for him. I suppose that's what it's about, and having faith in ourselves and in everyone around us, and that's what our lads had, and we have it in him as well as everyone else.
You said at the start of season, four away games is tough on Mayo. You have two wins in Ulster now; it's nullified that. Are you looking up rather than down at this stage? Anyway,
well, I don't know. The tradition here is about seven points usually is safety, so we have to get past that watermark first. But sure, we'd love to be in a league final or whatever, but I mean we're 2 points off the mark, and we have to go to Cork the only thing we can do next week is to play Kerry and do as well as we can. And if we could repeat tonight, that would be great, and then you'd begin to look. But we'll take each game, whether we lose the previous one or win the previous one, we'll take each game. There's 2 points available in each game, and when we tot it up at the end, what would be brilliant if that did bring us to a league final. But we're first of all, I suppose, making sure that we're safe from the watermark, and certainly another point will certainly do that, and you'll never know what it happened, and we'll grab it with both hands if it's there for us.
Thanks, John.
No problem.
Perfect. Well done. Thank you.